together with ICAEW, we organized a rather successful meeting where a little more than 70 invited guests and senior people attended. We had a presentation by Ugo Bassi of the European Commission on the green paper on long-term financing, and Hans Gevorst offered his thoughts on the relationship between long-term investing and financial reporting. A copy of Hans' speech has been posted on the IFRS website. I think this event was lively and interesting and friendly, and it was it generated a good deal of thoughtful and insightful comments. The second point I would refer to very briefly is the successful meeting of ASAF. This was an undertaking we started a few months ago. It has been delivered in a very speedy way. We know that this was not an easy task. Finally, ASAF was set up in due time, able to participate in the work of the IASB, mainly with regard to the new work on the conceptual framework and also on impairment. The composition of the group has been finalized. We know that there are some disappointments here and there, but we also know that we will review the functioning of the group in due time, and that probably there will be changes in the future, and also the fact that there will be parallel meetings with other standard setters, either bilaterally or multilaterally. So we very much hope that this will fulfill the objective to multilateralize the relationship between the IASB and the standard setting community. I will be very brief on funding, only to take stock of the fact that we've been encouraged by the monitoring board this morning after the presentation I made of the policy we're trying to set up, a policy that clarifies the funding of the organization. We are clearly facing a strategic issue, which is the funding gap, but also a strategic issue, which is designing a new system for funding, which is clearer than the multi-layer system we have developed on time since the inception of the organization 12 years ago. So the three-pillar system seems to be approved by the monitoring board and well understood. We need to fine-tune a few of the items, I guess. I think the publicly sponsored part of it is fairly clear. The support by firms is to be finalized, and then we will have conversations with them in the future, and Jim helps us in this task. We have to think about the possibility to identify a few more private sources of funding, but we know that this is not an easy one because of possible duplication with what they do at the national level. And finally, we have to clarify our commercial funding with both trying to have a better return on the purely commercial activities we have, editorial activities inter alia, and also to clarify the way we organize our policy with regard to intellectual property and copyright. With regard to the development of the organization, we have seen significant development in Japan lately, and we will follow very closely the evolution in this country. We've seen a few statements by the Kane Danren and others that are positive, and we know that there is a number of Japanese companies that are considering adopted IFRS, and we understand also that the Japanese government is more supportive maybe than it used to be in the past years. So we are very encouraged by this evolution, and obviously we'll be ready to meet with Japanese authorities if needed to favor this evolution. With regard to the U.S., I think we are still in a sort of expectation situation because of the change in the leadership at the SEC, which has taken place a few days ago. Therefore, we have to see how the new administration will deal with this issue of a change of direction for the future and moving from the New Work Agreement approach to a new approach for future developments. We also have to think about our relationship with the U.S. stakeholders and to see how we can encourage support in the U.S. in favor of IFRS. Finally, we have to maintain the good relationship that has been restored with the FAF. We know that there will be a change of leadership at the FASB, and very much hope that this will favor the achievement of the program, which is being developed between the IASB and the FASB, even if we know that this convergence process is coming to an end. There are still a few important issues where we can converge. We had a presentation of the functioning of the organization, reports on the different committees. I will not elaborate on that. Development of XBRL. We talked about a new policy on research, and this is an important one, which we will consider very seriously. It raises issues of organization and also issues of cooperation with other bodies, and it raises an issue of funding, but we believe that research is of the essence, and we need to have a better organization in that field, if only because our stakeholders require us to demonstrate in a better way the basis on which our established our work. So this is a new policy that will develop in the near future. We also had a meeting of the Education and Content Services that included tentative steps to explore the sponsorship conferences organized by the IFRS Foundation. We also reviewed progress toward the development of an eIFRS app, subject to successful user testing, which would allow IFRS subscribers to download on a free-of-charge basis the app and would provide users of mobile devices the ability to access in a mobile-friendly format the wealth of information contained within the eIFRS. Okay. Important was the fact that we reviewed and confirmed our approval of the financial statements and the letter of recommendation from the auditors, BDO. An important point was also the development with regard to IFRS country profiles. The project has developed to create a series of country-based profiles for publication on the IFRS website. This profile will describe the progress made towards adoption of IFRS within a particular country or jurisdiction. And we expect to have a batch of around 60 country profiles achieved during the second quarter of 2013. We mentioned during the meeting of the monitoring board that we would like to have input from external parties on the relevance of these reports and also specifically from IOSCO, who has a lot of knowledge in this in that field. The next point is the first thinking on the constitution review. As you know, we have to review our constitution every 5 years, which is, from a political point of view, something which is a bit odd, by the way. I suppose if many countries would have that sort of obligation, it would create a lot of discussion at the political level. And anyway, we have to reconsider our constitution before 2015, and we will start work on this, and trustees are invited to contribute, giving their ideas of what could be improved. We had a presentation on IASB impairment proposal. This is a very technical question and also highly debated issue. I think it was a very clear and interesting presentation. We know that there are dividing views between the IASB and the FASB on this, but we very much hope that we will finalize our own position sooner than later. Finally, we have decided on the future locations of the meetings for next year, 2014. We usually meet four times a year in different parts of the world. This year we met, the first meeting was in Hong Kong. We are in London today. We will travel to South Africa in October, and we'll meet in Frankfurt end of the year. We have decided that during 2014, we would meet in Mexico City, Sydney, and twice in London for the sake of saving money, because the cost of travel is one of the important expense for the organization. We've not made decisions for the precise dates and the sequence of these meetings. Finally, there was a mention of the development of memorial lecture in honor of Tommaso Padoa-Schioppa, former chairman of the trustees, who passed away in 2010. And we are considering a series of events this year in London and next year in other locations. So I think this summarizes my report. I don't know whether you have questions or whether you want to add something to what I said. Jeff.
Chairman, just a comment in relation to Tuesday night's event, and that provided me another opportunity to hear our Chairman Hans deliver a paper. And I'd just like to compliment Hans on the content, style of delivery. I think that being so forthright, putting issues plainly on the table, I think is just what's required. And so, from my perspective, well done.
Thank you, Jeff. Style's delivery was certainly a lot better than today.